This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know who's not worried about tariffs? Target. That's who. Shares in Target opened at an all-time high this morning after the retailer reported quarterly profits, revenue, and sales that beat anything the company has seen in years. CEO Brian Cornell told CNBC he's got a lot of levers to pull. That's a quote to make sure we're still price competitive, tariffs-wise. So from WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris explains what that might mean.
Target, like its competitor Walmart, is on a roll as shoppers keep shopping. But that may not last if the Trump administration's tariffs push prices higher. Neil Sanders, an analyst with Global Data Retail, says Target is likely thinking about
where they can extract further cost from that business to offset perhaps the increase in cost from tariffs.
One way the retailer could do that is by stocking up. Laura Dawson studies trade issues at the Washington think tank, the Wilson Center. She says when the first wave of tariffs hit, Target and other companies knew their supplies would be disrupted, so they started buying.
I know what products are price or location sensitive, and so I'm going to build up my inventories there. So I imagine Target warehouses are looking pretty full.
Another way the retailer could push back against the impact of tariffs is by switching suppliers. Michael Zuccaro, apparel analyst at Moody's, says some companies are already doing that.
That serves a lower cost. It also helps serve to move production closer to the U.S. market so it can reduce lead times.
But that might have a limited impact, according to Jonathan Doe, business professor at Villanova University. For lots of what Target sells, there's only one supplier. And
as we, for example, change importing country source from, say, China to Southeast Asia or to Latin America, there'll be different tariffs, different customs brokers, freight forwarders, shippers, etc.
In other words, supply chains are complicated. And if the tariff war goes on, rising prices might catch up with American shoppers and chip away at Target's bottom line. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.